Time for the Pawnee City Coaches Show, our weekly visit with head coach Mitchell Shepherd as the Pawnee City Indians have qualified for the playoffs, which we knew was coming. Coach, congratulations. You get through the district, winning the championship of the district, and undefeated in the regular season. Those have to be a couple of goals when you start writing things down at the start of the year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously at the start of the year, that was a goal we had in mind, and that's going to always be one of our goals is to win the district to set ourselves up for playoffs. So we were able to accomplish that, and we're pretty proud to do that.
Obviously, the Sager Hart game, you win it last week, 76-36, the final score. Not completely indicative of the way the game was. Early on, I think it was 6:50 to go. It's a two-point ball game, 38-36, and your kids went on and scored a bunch of points after that. But I get a feeling at this point of the year you don't mind a pretty good battle, at least for a while.
Yeah, you got to be battle-tested. I mean, you got to play good teams and show that you compete with good teams. And Sacred Heart's a really good team. You know, they came out, they had a really good game plan. Our first two drives, they really took it to us, and they took away our best play. And it just took us a little while to try to figure out what we could exploit on their defense. You know, every defense has got some things that you can kind of attack, and it just took us a little bit to figure out what that was. And once we got that going, we were able to exploit that a little bit. And we started to play a little bit better defense in the second half, but Sacred Heart's vertical passing game hurt us. I knew that was going to be a concern. And then also the Harding kid had a good night too. And their quarterback and linebacker, Scheidel, also I thought had a really good game.
We are not accustomed. In fact, we've never seen anybody rush for over 400 yards in a football game. Maybe you haven't either till last week. Like us, that was quite a performance by Mr. Borcher.
Yeah, I mean, he's a special kid. I think anybody will tell you that. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious that he's a good kid. He's a great athlete. I mean, and he's a football player. You know, when you want to draw up a football player, you know, I'd love to have a few more of him out on the field. He's got that it factor, you know, that he knows what he's doing. He's smart. He works hard. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have a kid of his caliber out there leading our team.
Now, the other kids are doing well, too. Obviously, nobody does that without a lot of good blocking up front. But the guy I really kind of feel for, poor old Devin Martini, he's averaging, 10 yards a carry. He had 191 yards against St. Hart, scored 3 touchdowns. Barely gets noticed when the other guys get 400.
Yeah, I mean, Devin had a great game. Anytime you rush for 191 yards, you know, you think you've got a good shot at winning the game. And he's a good running back. I think, you know, some people might, you know, just focus on Garrett, but Devin's a heck of a back, and we've also got a good back in John back there. And, you know, and our line has played very well up front this year. It's really helped our offense. It really just flow and be able to put up some points.
We'll come back, visit more with Coach Shepherd. We'll talk about this week's playoff game after this timeout. Welcome back to our Pawnee City Coaches Show. Coach Mitchell Shepherd joins us as the Indians getting ready for the opening round of the playoffs, and the Meridian Mustangs come into town. That's the good news. You guys are at home. That's obviously one of the things you like, too, because you never know in the playoffs, especially the first round or so, how far a team may have to travel.
Yeah, I mean, the first round, you never know where you're going to have to drive, you know, 45 minutes or 3 or 4 hours, so we're fortunate that we got a home game, and that's what we tried to set ourselves up with the regular season, winning every game and making sure that we've got that home field advantage.
Meridian, I don't know much about them. They're 3-5, and I look on the roster and I see they're a very, very young football team.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're pretty young. They play some freshmen out there, so they're going to be they're a little inexperienced, but they you can tell they've got some athletes out there. They really started to play well down the stretch, winning their last 3 games to get in the playoffs. So they got a little momentum on their side, and we've got to definitely come out early, and we've really got to just try to break their spirit and don't let them get in the game early.
We see a lot of interesting doubles in 8-man football, and most of the 11-man teams in the area, everybody, all the kids, most of them play both ways. We think it's kind of unique that Garrett Borcher is a quarterback and such a strong linebacker. It's not unique, but he's so good at both. Their quarterback also doubles as a nose guard. You tell me that's a unique double.
Yeah, I mean, not many teams can do that, and that tells you about the size and the strength of their quarterback. You know, for him to be able to play nose tackle, you've got to be a tough kid. So he's obviously a really tough kid and a great competitor to play that position on defense.
you kind of got your druthers looking the way things lined up. If you can win this first game, you move on. I don't think there's I don't remember who it is now, but you wouldn't see a Sacred Heart till round three, and you're going to have to, instead of playing, going through a meat grinder like Giltner, St. Francis, Howells, you guys, if you get that, for only have to play one of those teams, not three of them.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have asked for probably a better setup. You know, we couldn't have drawn it up any better for what we like. We missed, you know, those traditional power teams, you know, the St. Francis's, the Howells, the Gilders. I mean, we've got Sacred Heart on our side, and Clarkson and Bloomfield as well. But I think, you know, with Howells and St. Francis, they're kind of the top dogs of the division right now. So we're lucky to miss them. But that doesn't change the fact that we've still got to play a lot of games, or we hope we get to play a lot of games. So we're going to really just focus on each game one at a time and work from there.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us today, and we'll talk to you Thursday night in the pregame show.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
That is our Pawnee City Coaches Show for today.